you have any high percentage debt, like credit card debt, pay that off as fast as possible, especially with rates going up. It's just going to continue to climb. They're going to continue to increase their APR on any unpaid credit you have with them. And that'll just continue to snowball even faster if you're not paying it off.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another Finance Friday episode. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another show. Thank you for those that have been tuning in and coming back weekly. Appreciate it. And thank you for our new listeners that are just tuning in. Every Friday, we talk about finance tips, strategies, how to get your money working for you harder, smarter, because as we know, it's not what you make, but what you keep. And especially in times of uncertainty like we're in now, it's especially helpful to know all these tips and strategies. And I've got some great guests coming up too, both on the Multifamily Monday episodes and Finance Friday episodes that are going to bring some heat in the coming episodes. But today, I wanted to do another solo episode because what we have coming out next week, and that is the GDP growth what it will actually be for the past quarter, Q2. And I'm sure you're all well aware that in Q1 of this year of 2022, it was negative GDP growth. And as I'm sure you're also aware, recession is defined by two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth. So if we get another negative reading of GDP growth next week, we'll officially be in a recession based on that technicality. And I just wanted to go over a few things why I think it's most likely going to happen. Obviously, we've seen the inflation number that came out, that was 9.1, which, you know, realistically is more probably like 17%. You know, at the gas pump, it's like 60%. And food is probably like 40, if not more. And it's really hitting people, especially the middle class. But I just wanted to go over a few things that why I think we're going to be officially in a recession. I think we're already in one, but from that technicality, we'll officially be in one. And first is small business sentiment. So this is a survey that goes out to small businesses throughout the country. And small businesses make up over 50% of the private workforce. And currently, the number that came out, the small business sentiment number, was lower than it was at the start of the 2008 financial crisis, and also was lower than it was at the heart of the Cervasis sickness. So remember back in 2020, when that happened, the small business sentiment now is lower than it was then. And remember, back then we were told that 30 million small businesses could go out of business. And so it's crazy that the sentiment is lower now than it was then. And next, we'd want to look at consumer sentiment. Like, what are consumers saying? And currently, it is lower than it was at the heart of the 2008 financial crisis. And if we look back even further, it's the lowest it's ever been on recorded history. When I first saw that, I was kind of surprised. Like, I know there's a lot of uncertainty right now, but going from a complete, it seemed like, enthusiasm and optimism, what, like 4 or 5 months ago, 6 months ago, and to what it is now, that's a pretty big shock. Another important thing to look at is the 2-year, 10-year treasury spread. You know, I've talked about this before when you see them invert, but the actual correlation between the two and a negative number. So yeah, obviously a negative number between the two has been historically a precursor to a recession and is currently at -3. And then we also want to look at just the 10-year treasury. It's actually been receding a little bit, but it has overall been growing over the last few months. And this has historically been an indicator of it tops out before recession. So if we see it continue to grow, it could be indication that it's going to top out. But if we look at it today, it might have already even happened. We've seen it as I'm looking at it right now. The 10-year's down 4.5%. So we're at 2.7. We haven't really seen it below 2.9 in like a month or so, or maybe even more than that. And another one we want to look at is unemployment. Yeah, we're at very low unemployment, about 3.6 right now, 3.6%. But this has also been a lagging indicator of a recession. So we'll see it be very, very low, and then the recession will hit and it'll top out. We saw that, you know, in 2020 with the Cervasis sickness. We saw that in 2008 when it was extremely low and then it just popped. And we've already seen, talking about employment, we've already seen major companies, you know, lay off. We've likes of Tesla, Amazon, and I know there's more to come. And with that said, obviously I'm not here to be, you know, this is not a doom and gloom show. You know, obviously there's still opportunities at all times, but I just wanted to get on here and tell you what I would do, what I personally would do in this situation as we're entering a recession. Some technical defensive strategies just to put you in the right place. First is, if you have any high percentage debt, like credit card debt, pay that off as fast as possible, especially with rates going up. It's just going to continue to climb, and the credit cards base their rate off the market rate, right? So they're going to continue to increase their APR on any unpaid credit you have with them. So that'll just continue to snowball even faster if you're not paying that off. So I would, if you do have it, that should be one of your number one focuses, is paying that down as fast as possible. 6-month emergency fund, I think is smart. You know, if you're pretty secure in your job, maybe only 3 months, but I say 6 months is usually good. And then if you're in a sales role, I would say 12 plus, because in sales, that is very volatile position, especially depending on the product you're selling, and in times of uncertainty, people are going to be buying less, right? They're going to do without certain things. And as a sales professional, that could hurt you if the majority of your income is based on a commission. So for that, 12 plus months. And then don't panic sell. You know, whatever you own, if it's real estate, stocks, whatever it is, do not panic sell. You're never going to get that back. There's a point to it. You know, if this was a few months ago, you could have sold. You know, if this was when it was first started dropping in, you know, Q1, that would have been fine. But I just don't think it's the right time to panic sell. Obviously, if you need to take some chips off the table for certain things, there are circumstances that I get. But don't panic sell just because you're afraid. You know, you're not going to make that back. The market will come back eventually. And then in terms of income, do your best to maintain, and if not, build. If you have to add on, you know, a side hustle or more, take on another job, do what you have to do, especially in an inflationary environment. As income growth is not growing with inflation, you're essentially losing, right? So maintain, if not grow, your income. And then when it comes to real estate, make sure you're buying on cash flow. Over the last, especially the last 2 to 3 years, people were riding the crazy appreciation of real estate, right? So you didn't really matter if you're buying a cash flow, you know, within, you know, 1 to 3 years, you could sell and make a crazy return. And it's not going to be the same way. You're not going to be able to weather this type of storm without cash flow, especially for those people who bought on an adjustable rate or bridge debt. You know, rates are going up. You need to buy on cash flow, weather any type of storm, or even if you didn't and you're holding an income producing asset, and say you're in an area that's really affected by layoffs, maybe your collections are low, you really need strong cash flow. And so a skinny deal will only get skinnier. That's why you got to buy a fat deal with a lot of cash flow. So as a fat deal gets skinnier, it just gets, you know, a little less fat, right? And it doesn't get even skinnier. And this one's kind of simple, but I think it's kind of a no-brainer, but it's easy just to remind people, don't live above your means. Like, I don't think you should really ever live above your means, but especially in these times, don't do that. Be conservative. At the end of the day, you don't need to show off other people, because those people don't even care about you, right? You know, they say you buy that nice car to show off to someone you don't even like. So don't do that. And then the last thing I would say is just be ready for opportunities. They're coming. And this is when empires are built. This is when true wealth is built. In times of uncertainty, in times of fear, recessions, this is when opportunities present themselves. And yeah, at the moment, they might not look like an opportunity, but just stick to your guns. As I always say, stick to your criteria. And this is the time you can buy stuff at a discount. In the long run, it's going to be more than worth it. All right, everybody. This was a short one. And the fee, as always, is if you found value out of this, please share this with someone else that you think could also get value. Share it on social media. Send it to a friend. Send it to a family member. And if you haven't already done so, please leave a rating and review. That's how we get in front of more ears and eyes, and I would be greatly appreciative. All right, everybody. As always, easy doesn't pay well, and instant gratification is just self-destructive. So get out there and only work hard for your money, and have it work hard for you, so you can create the life of your dreams, and the dreams of your family. In turn, we can all make this world a better place. All right, I'll catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is an investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and of course share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.